Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. I'm your favorite dad. Season 2, episode 22, Hop Gets in a Pickle. How will she do that tonight? Hop was out one night and she was looking for... She was feeling kind of peckish. She was looking for a snack. And don't know why it is that, well, she wasn't quite sure what it was that she was going to have. So she went to the fridge and she looked around and there wasn't a whole lot to choose from. There were some eggs. And there was some ketchup and some mustard and a big jar of pickles. And looking at those choices, Hop, well, she didn't really want mustard or ketchup or eggs, so she thought, I think maybe I'll try some pickles. But the pickles were kind of halfway down. The pickles were about half empty. So she, well, first of all, she had to try and get that lid off. And the lid was on tight. And she twisted as hard as she could, but her paws just slipped on the lid. So she was, yeah, she tried to figure out what she could do and managed to get Ellie to help, actually. And between the two of them, they managed to get the lid off the jar. But then Hop needed to figure out how to get pickles out of the jar because they were halfway down and she wasn't sure how she would do that. So she tried just taking a spoon and a fork and tried to reach in there, but they just slipped off. And so she finally, after trying a whole bunch of times with a spoon and trying a bunch of times with a fork, she said, "You know, Ellie, I think maybe you just need to hold on to me and I'll try to reach one with my paws." So Ellie told Hop that she did not think that was a very good idea at all. But Hop was apparently very hungry because she decided she wanted to give it a try. So she got down on the edge of the jar and Ellie held on to Hop's paws very, very tightly. And Hop reached down into the jar with her front paws trying to grab a pickle. Well, she touched one and tried to grab it, but it just slipped out of her paws. So she told Ellie, "Let me down a little bit more." And so Ellie let her down a little bit more and she tried again. And this time she got one. And then she said, "Okay, Ellie, pull me back out." And Ellie said, I can't pull you out. Splash. And Hop fell right into the jar of pickles. Well, she did come up spluttering, but decided that since she was in the jar of pickles anyway, so this would be a very good time to have a pickle. So she quickly ate a pickle. And then she thought, well, okay, now what do I do? Now what, how do we get out of here? And it smells very, very strong in here. So she remembered when she got stuck in the spaghetti pot about trying to get out of that, but she didn't think there was any way that she could use pickles to get out of the pickle jar. So she said, Ellie, I think I'm gonna need some help. Can you go get a wooden spoon and a tea towel and tie the tea towel to the wooden spoon and in the middle of the wooden spoon and then drop the tea towel and the wooden spoon into the pickle jar and then I think I can climb out." So Ellie was, well, Ellie was actually more scared than Hop was. She was kind of just not, a little bit beside herself, not really sure what to do. But when Hop's like, go get Spoon and Tito. Ellie's like, okay, I can do that. So she went to the door and got a wooden spoon, and she went and grabbed a tea towel from where they were hanging. She tied the corner of the tea towel up to the wooden spoon and dropped the tea towel into the jar of pickles. And Hop climbed up the tea towel and managed to squeeze her way back out of the pickle jar and hopped onto the counter. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, did she smell like pickle juice. So, she immediately went into the sink and got some dish soap and some water and washed and washed and washed and washed and washed and scrubbed the pickle juice off of her as much as she could. And then she dried herself off as much as she could. In the meantime, Ellie was looking at the tea towel in the pickle jar going, what do you think we should do with that? And Hop looked and said, oh dear, I guess maybe we should do the same thing. So they pulled the tea towel out of the pickle jar and put it in the sink and rinsed it with soap and washed it as much as they could and squeezed it out and hung it up over the edge of the sink to dry. And, well, that was about as good as they could do. But I can tell you, for days and days and days after that, Hop and the tea towel both smelled like pickles. The end.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. Join us next time when Hop goes fox hunting. Wait a second. What does she do? Good night, sweet dreams. I love you.